discussed yesterday Gemara Masech Yevamos on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Let's open up again and read the Gemara a second time, just to chazer a little bit. A striking Gemara. Man had a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father. The halacha we pasken, and the man is Jewish, and they marry any woman of his choosing. But no one wanted to marry him because of his non-Jewish father. So he was told by the Amoraim, last few lines, Memheim and Aleph, Zil Itmar, go and hide, or else marry a woman like you. And all Gale, go into Golas. Both told to hide, so no one should know that his father wasn't Jewish. So the question is raised by the Mefarshim, how can you do such a thing? We believe in full disclosure, transparency. We say everything. Here he's hiding such a fundamental fact that his father's not Jewish. How is that possible? So I mentioned at the end of the shiur a statement called the Imre Yosher. I'm not sure if anyone got that on Hebrew books or something. Would you say what's on Hebrew books? Is that what you told me? I already forgot. Maybe it's not? Okay. If it's not, I'll tell you about Peh. But if it's if you can find it, it'll be helpful. It's Imre Yosher, Chelik Bey, Simon Kuf Yudalit. That's what quoted. Imre Yosher, Rav Meir Arik. It's one of the Gedolim of the earliest part of the... It's Chelek Beis. You have it?
Yeah, there is there.
There you go. We'll try it. Always good to think, see things inside. Appreciate it. Comes up with the following whopper Kiddush. Again, the first thing he throws in, of course, is Tavla Mesav, which is we keep coming up with over and over again. If that would be the case, that's the real reason, then only the man whose father is not Jewish may hide that fact. But if a woman's father was not Jewish, she would not be allowed to hide that fact, because you don't have the concept of Tavla Mesa. He gives an additional reason. He says as follows. They told him to go far, far away, into Golos, or to hide very far away, where the person will live till 120, and it will never be discovered that his father is not Jewish. So the suggestion is made that, what's wrong, your father's not Jewish? Your mother's Jewish, you're 100% Jewish, la'alacha. It's just what people think. But people think is only what they know. There's an expression in English, what you don't know won't hurt you. So that, of course, does not apply if someone has cancer. You don't think it won't hurt you, because the Chalila V'chas.
You know which seven?
Yes, Kuf Yud Beis. Oh, excuse me, Kuf Yud Dalet. Chalik Beis and Kuf Yud Dalet.
Okay, so hopefully this
is it. Kuf Yud Dalet. Let's see.
Well, this is about Osius.
No. Is it Chelik Beis?
Well, it was all one file, that's why. Unless maybe it's... let's see. Does it start again? Oh, here it starts again. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
So Kuf Yud Dalet, right?
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see what this is about.
Okay.
Before we begin this year, Rabbi Einstein of Shalita needs no introduction for most of us. He's been coming to our yeshiva for many years to collect money for tzedakah, for aniyim, for Eretz Yisrael, and please help him and listen to what he has to say.
I remember how I first came to yeshiva, Rabbi Shechter and I are friends from way back, and it was his Rebbe, who never passed away, very young, who asked me many, many years ago, I don't know how many years ago, 25, 30 years ago, if I would assist in this tzedakah. And at that time, I was providing food and necessities twice a year to about 250 families. So I asked him, I said, Hershel, do you think there's any point in my coming to yeshiva? So he says, what do you have to lose? I have nothing to lose. I started coming then, and since that time, the list has grown to over 400 families, and I think about 80 to 90% of what we send comes from Yitzhak Lechon, and it's alumni. Large amounts come from your alumni, and a considerable amount comes from you, from Bochum like you. It used to be uncomfortable for me to come into the middle of the shiur. It's still uncomfortable.
I just started. Not the middle.
You just started. How does it in the middle? But you know, Betulazil Kiyuma, the need is so great, I can just give you one instance. Before I left Cleveland yesterday, the wife of one of the people there happens to be a very big Chabad Chacham. She called She only speaks Ivrit, and my wife speaks Ivrit fluently. I don't think her husband knew that she called. We give them among the other families. She said they have nothing, and they have nowhere to turn to. They've used up all the gemachs, and they don't have enough food come up to put on the table. So my wife said, you know, my husband will do what he can do. For such cases, I sometimes turn to other people, gevirim, who give larger amounts. From the regular tzedakah, there are also people like that. Can you imagine the over 400 families, and you want to give something significant, multiply that by 400, you realize a lot of money has to come in. You can't imagine what a zechus it is to give and not to have to take. Here you have such a zechus. We check out the families for their needs, and as the needs vary, so the stipend that we give them. No expense comes from this money. All expenses are met outside of this. Every single cent that you give goes to these families in Eretz Yisrael. Have a shef that calls me up after Yom Kippur, whatever money he has in hand, whatever money has been committed to him, will lay out, and it goes to the Neiman Eretz Yisrael. Before Yom Noroim, you want a Zuchus, here's a Zuchus. Checks can be made out for tax purposes to congregation, Torah Tefillah. You may not have family, friends who want to give to something that's honest, and everything goes there. So please, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do.
Okay, Toby, I'll go around. I can only say that I often give checks to the tzedakah, and I think it's a big tzchus to help out Rabbi Einstein and his holy work.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
How are your children? Where are they? All around?
Four of them there. Is this wrong?
Yeah. Four in them? Married?
Oldest four. Yeah.
You're all of them married?
Oldest four. All my children are married now, Baruch Hashem. Oldest four are in Eretz Yisrael. The next five are all in America. How it worked out that way, I don't know. That's the...
Where are they in Eretz Yisrael?
They're all teaching. My son, my oldest son, teaches in Ramat Beit Shemesh. In Beit Shemesh, in the Great Yerushalayim. It's an American yeshiva. My next son teaches in Torah Shraga. Also an American yeshiva in Gruz Center in Yerushalayim. I forgot. My son-in-law teaches in a place called Chappelle's, which is in Beit HaKerem, Yerushalayim. And my next son teaches in two yeshivas in the Old City, the Eish HaTorah and Birchas HaTorah. It's Baruch Hashem.
Check?
Yeah.
Check. Check.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have
to
work.
We'll take more
shkolim,
it's more than dollars.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Einstein, for giving us a schus. To fulfill this mitzvah.
Thank you.
You too. All the best. All the best. All the best. Okay. Thank you.
We're on the giving side. Never have to be on the other side.
Amen. Okay, let's go back to our discussion. See what's on this. I'm looking through it so far. I didn't want to look. I'm just not sure if it's the right. Where's next? Previous, next, maybe it's... It's a question of... whether it's a mamzerus question, whether someone's married or not. I don't see anything here which someone's nothing to do with it so far.
This is a
mamzer
case,
huh? It's a mamzerus case, but I haven't seen anywhere yet where he wants to undo the marriage from the. He's discussing whether you're allowed to tell or don't have to tell. This is either not searchable. This is a. Hebrew books. Let me try one more page. Oh, too far. Right. Oh, Lahatos, I see. Oh, Ben Achri. Yeah, I found it. Here we go. After Amina Biavamas, Bahai, also the Kamei, the Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Zil Itmar, Pirish Rashim, Shiedach, Lemok, Mashem, Makirin, also, the Yisra Bas Yisrael, Kivimok, Mashem, Makirin, Lo Yitnu Lo, Velo Choshal Zeh, Sheyate, So Isha, that's our Kasha, right? Everyone able to read it? Is it big enough? Yes, you can read in the back? A little bigger now. What do I have to do that exactly? Magnifying
plus,
glass?
Plus minus on that directly up.
Up? This?
Yeah.
A little more? Whoa, and I lost it. That's a problem. Down. Sorry, but is this a little bit better? Okay. So what does he say? Number one, he says, it's a b'chol du nichol, kein damina b'babakama, tabla mesef tanda, yeah. That's the first one. The gam yesh lomar, the sham haynu sheyelech lemakom rachok, shelo yodiu yivadu laolam imu ben nachri. It'll never be known. Avol hachal hatos ish loshach lomar alei becholdu nichale. The gam harei bezu ha'ir bevade yivadu lo achakach viyizbayish. Habevade bechlal eitzara. And the second reason, Gam Shom Amalav Beremez Elitmar, Avolasos Maisa Bebez Lahatos also Shemainam that you may not do. This is what he's saying. Adka. So it's a short excerpt at the end of Kuf Yudalip. It's an important excerpt. Okay, that's his pshat. Anyone have a kovitz on Yevamos yet? No one has to say for kovitz because the Chasam Sofer talks about it. Do you have Chasam Sofer on Yevamos? Do you think they'll have that on? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just yesterday we said that if a person claims to be someone that he's not.
Right. Here he's not saying. He's saying my name is.
So basically, he doesn't claim anything.
Okay, nothing. He doesn't claim to be the son of Rothschild. That's what Moshe gave last time. He's no. Who are you? My name is. Makes a name. My name is some Ploni Ben Ploni or something like that.
Why can't you say that it's not that the fact that he is meaning.
Why can't you say the fact that he's not the fact that his father is a guy is not really a mumran anyways. Oh, yeah, but obviously no one wants to marry him now. So obviously people are holding it against him. Otherwise, what did Tanakh go hide for? What's in the game by that? Obviously, in people's minds it's a problem. So the answer is that people's minds it's a problem, but no one's going to ever find out about it. You won't know, won't hurt you in this context. That's what he says. The Chasam Sofer, I don't know if we have it. Okay.
If let's say she would find out later on,
yeah.
Could she claim that God's
power? That's a good question. He might say, I asked the rabbi. The rabbi said, I don't have to tell you because you're not going to find out. And you found out through a fluke. So is that my fault? Maybe though she can claim it. Maybe. I don't know. Yes?
Why should I be sure on a family member considered a mum?
I'm not saying it's a mum, but in people's minds it's a mum. They don't want to marry this fellow. That's a reality. I had to tell him to go hide.
But then if society does think it's a mum, then it should be considered.
Oh, that's the kasha. The answer is society considers it a mum when they know about it. When they don't know about it, it's not a mum. It's not an objective mum. It's a societal mum. That's what I think he's driving.
It's an objective mum to that society. No?
Correct, but since they don't know about it, it's not going to be what will be a factor. That's his chiddush. We just read it.
Why can't you say that to any physical mum then?
No. Come on. No, physical mum is. A physical mum is as real consequences. I don't think it applies to that. Chasam Sof is quoted the other way around. Punk the opposite. He said, obviously the man's going to have to say something, ultimately. Why? Because according to the Ramban, maybe we'll get to it, we'll learn after Memhei, a daughter of this man, and this man had a father who was not Jewish and a mother who was Jewish. Married a 100% Jewish woman and has a daughter. What's the big deal? According to the Ramban, this daughter may not marry a Kohen. I repeat, this daughter may not marry a Kohen. So,
why?
Because the Gemara has that if a woman had a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, she may not marry a Kohen. Here it's a little bit different. But the Ramban says that. I'm not going into details. We'll get to it later. Maybe we'll get to that sugya one day. Bottom line, says the Chasam Sofer, since the daughter may not marry a Kohen, it's going to be obvious he's going to have to let the cat out of the bag at some future date. So the daughter should not marry a Kohen. I don't think why it's obvious. He can just, in those days when the father made the marriages, just make sure she doesn't marry a Kohen. But that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Yes?
So, does that mean that
no Kohanim around, we're okay. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says he's not going to hide it forever. Just right now he's hiding it from her, and it's permissible. You know why? In order to enable them to marry and to fulfill the mitzvah of Pruru. Doesn't sound so great to us. Sounds like it's going to say ends justify the means. What does that mean? I don't understand this. And does he mean only if it's a matter of pruruvu? What if he's the older and then and she's already postmenopausal, then this heter would not exist. I don't know, but that's, if you look at the Chasam Sofer, that's what he's quoted to say. So now let me get you to the most biggest chiddush of all, Rabbi Osai. Yes, sir.
What's the background to that also?
Like, which one?
That the kid can't, the
daughter can't marry a non-daughter. Ramban, but we're not there yet. Forget the Fem Hey, we'll try again to it. Yes.
Yeah, I'm assuming he doesn't say this by. Usually
take
as a proof, you can lie, right?
Exactly. I don't know. They haven't seen it inside. I'll tell you where I saw it quoted in the Masifta Gemara. But they didn't say exactly where it was. I haven't found it. If you find it, Rabosai, you'll let me know where it is, and we'll see it tomorrow on the screen. I just don't know where it is. Yes, sir?
Wouldn't there possibly be the fact that it's not that he's not able to fulfill Puru otherwise?
Right?
Like him, so.
Ah, good question. It's hot. It's a small pool of people. If you just imagine a shidduch, the only one I'm eligible for is someone who's a girl whose father's a guy. I mean, how many are there in the whole world? If you had to date people only whose name started with Q, I mean, you wouldn't be in such a great shape, you know? So it's a small number. Now I'm going to tell you what chiddush nifla v'nora ad ma'od from the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov, the Stipula. I have it in front of me. This is the old edition, it's Simon Lamed Ches. In the new edition, it's Simon Mem Dalet. If it exists on screen, I'm happy to show it to you, but I wasn't sure if it's on the screen, so I bought the Sefer myself. I'll read it to you. He asked the Sefer, how do you explain this Gemara? Listen to what he says. An amazing, Kilos Yaakov. I'm not sure if it's in the Hebrew books or something. Kilos Yaakov, it's written by Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky. They don't have it. Okay. They don't have it. Okay, good. I have it. In real life, Rabosai, really, it's here. Okay, a real book. I'm going to read it to what he says, word for word. Quote our Gemara in Masech Yevamos on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph makes the following comment. He says, how come you don't have to reveal it? He asks the Kasha. When it comes to monetary matters, you're required to reveal everything. Eric calls Choshen Mishpat. Simon Reish Lamedalad. You have to reveal everything. So, and otherwise it could be a Mekach Tos. Look what he says. Gabe Lokea Chefetz. If I buy an object, not to be this object, this piece. I want to borrow a car, buy a car. The 10,000 cars, they're all identical. It's considered certainly a mum, a blemish. Right, there are many want to buy, I don't know, what's the most common car in America today? Probably a Japanese car by now, so I don't know. Whatever it may be. Toyota, based on it. Toyota is most commonly. What's my Toyota? So there are 1,000 Toyotas. This Toyota has a scratch. Why should I buy this? I'm paying the same money. Why should I buy without a scratch? Why should I buy with a scratch?
You do have it,
but I just have it on the table. I have it? Yeah, put it up. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm reading it. So we'll see it twice. You'll hear it. You'll have a bal peh, and you'll see it pichsav. Abel gabi shiduchim, asher kosher lezavgom kekriyas yamsuf. Whoever knows that Gemara, whoever's been dating knows that I'm telling you it was true. Ukshat stodin maskimim li nosei mechshav etzlam simcha gedola. Rabbi said, I was at a lechayim last night. My niece, my brother's daughter, became a kala. And it took a couple of years of, you know, Kilos Yaakov, Yevamos.
So, they have a bunch of
Kilos. No, not Kilos, that's a Chala. Yevamos. Only if it's on Yevamos.
They
only have Aleph to Yud, that's not going to help.
Oh,
that's
not going
to
help.
Shouldn't be on
Bar Yonah
responsive now?
It's not a responsive. It's not a,
maybe they don't.
It's not. It's a Chidushim. It's not Shubas.
Yes, maybe they don't have it, actually, unless it's one of these.
Just have 1 to 10? They don't have any of the...
They have Chamishi, Shlishi, this.
No, none of those work. No, the Masechta, they don't know the Masechta.
I can check it out. If you go on, I'll check it out.
Okay. I'm still reading. So it was a big simcha. My niece, So Zayin Gezunt is 23 years old, and in certain circles, when a girl hits 21 already, they already starting to panic. 22, increasing the panic. 23, full scale panic. You know, so they Baruch Hashem, you know, whatever it may be. I'm just giving you an example just of last night's simcha. It's a big simcha, Baruch Hashem. V'le'askimu li'nasi la'odam stam. You're not going to marry anyone, just stam a guy. El l'misha b'ochrim b'hem. Only the one you choose. U'motzei chein b'yeinayim. I hope you, when you get married, you'll marry a girl that finds favor in your eyes. Not just stam any girl. U'mishim hachi stam re'yosa she'yesh b'hem. Lo'choshiv mum levat la'kidush. Stam a... You marry a girl, and you know, she dresses b'tznius. And after you get married... She takes off her shoes. You see, whoa, a birthmark on her big toe. Whoa, nobody told me this. Kedushay toes. Ridiculous. You probably have some things on your big toe also. This is ridiculous. I said, they have gittin.
They have gittin. Oh, you want this is
gittin? No, not want your vomits, but if they have gittin, right, they have your vomits too.
Yeah, they should.
Okay, keep going.
I'm just trying to scroll down.
But
it's hard to...
Just keep going. Yvamas is with the ksubas together usually. In most of them. Keep going. It has to be there. If you have all these other messages. Found it?
Sorry, it's very hard to keep the screen. Here we go. Yvamas ksubas. There we go.
Very good. See it? I like it. See it inside. It's so important. You should see the word, don't trust me. Never trust the Rebbe. My Rebbe said, don't trust anybody. Don't trust Tosfos when you go to Gemara. Look it up yourself.
Do you know approximately what page it is?
I know exactly what page it is. Okay. This is my edition. It's page Ayin Aleph.
So let's try it. I'll try around 71. We'll see.
Well, 71 is Ayin Aleph.
Right, but that might include the cover or something. So we'll see.
This is this new edition. So it's Simon Mem Dalet in the new edition.
Okay,
so it's many pages later. It's a better print than I have. I have the old edition. No, it's Ksubas Chav Gimel. I want your vomits.
So
you went too far. We'll find it. Ksubas Aleph, okay. Back 25 pages.
Next one.
Next. Next. Next.
Oh, I'm going back. Sorry.
That's a very long symbol.
There we go.
Stop right there. Okay. Yevamis mem hey. Here we go. Kaim lan akol mem rabo bas yisrael avad kosher. What did he say? Zild itmer Rashi, Shloya Kirucha, Vesod Bas Yisrael. Yakiruchah Yitna Lucha. The whole he quotes the Gemara. We saw the Gemara. How is he allowed to do such a thing? Right? How is it possible to do such a thing? That's the question. Hold on a second. I need a paragraph which begins with the word. There it is. Umikomako. On the right side. Let's read what I just read you before. Read it inside. Kabel okeach chefetz ein al okeach rota dafka chefetz zeach haticha zu. Shere lo ichpas lehen beacheret chiyotzi bo. Mishimochi b'kisho ispey tzad reyesa. Vare mach shvet lo mum b'mekach. Do lom lo dover zeh rebi osim dom. Yochol liknos acheret gozo b'lo dom. Avol gabei. Shiduchim. Asher kosher the zavka kriyas yamsa shetzdarim askim elinasim echshav etzam simcha gadolim v'lo yaskim elinasim l'adam stam elin misha b'ochem b'hem emotzi chen b'neyem shumachi stam reyos asher yesh b'hem lo choshev mum lebatal ha-kiddushim. Oh, so where did you draw the line? Look, where did you draw the line? Elam kain humum gomur asher yadua shemachamasa lo hayum misratim b'shum ofen. That's a little bit high. What does that mean? How do you measure that? How do you measure that? So be patient. That's why it's not a Kiddush HaTos. Right? That's going to do a different story. Forget Kiddush HaTos. It's an Issa Doraisa. Shelo Lohonos HaSamashu Deches. Oh no! Also, the Ramas Benam HaMekach HaMemkar. Olignov daita. Going to miyesh mumah mekach tzorach lo diel lo keach v'chulei. V'ayinu afil mum kazeh she'enu mevatel asan mekach t'mikom v'kom g'neva staz yika ayin shem esma. Nu, l'chora hu din tzorach lo diel. So forget about, right? V'im kimat yefshol ishtadech, etc. V'tchilas ha'shir that everyone knows, kol dover kot m'kalkal, any little thing can kill it. And he quotes the Gemara we just saw in Yevam Esmem. Hey, so you don't have to tell him. Why not? Why? He says it's why. Can I now? I feel the mumshen about la mekach. Ilu bo hamocha meritzono lahagzel lo adamim. Listen to this now. Ulevat la mekach. I sold you a Toyota, and it had a scratch. Let's say the scratch is not such a serious matter to undo the whole sale. But let's say I come to a volunteer, I'm sorry, take this Toyota. Brand new Toyota, no scratch. No scratch. Why not? That's Toyota, no scratch. Let's say, for example, he discovers she has a beauty mark on her big toe. No problem, the Shatran says. I have another girl. She has no beauty mark on her big toe. Okay, we'll switch. What? What did you say? What are you kidding? Says it's still Kilos Yaakov. Afilu ilu hayat sacheni maskim erzono agama levat la mekach. Hainul is garish. Okay, I have a beauty mark on my big toe. Okay, I'm willing to accept the get. What? Mikonga mumdrahu shalo yerotza bezeach reshakon eskashu bechibo avakoshin agerishin miodea mayizdame lo od. Here's the key line. Ushemochi kolki agavna shebediyevad lo yirtze levate ala kinyan afa pish yesh ba mumze lo choshiv gonev das b'mashal lo siper kol mumov. Unbelievable, you saw this type of the mum has to be so bad to require disclosure, and in that case to possibly undo the marriage from the beginning, that post facto if you discovered it after you're already married, you would get divorced. That's a very high threshold, Rabosai. That's a very high threshold. Who would want to get divorced after they're married already for some average small mum? That would be a very, very big mum. So the stipend is assuming. Let's say, for example, they got married. Okay? And after the marriage, she finds out he's adopted. I told you a case that they discovered during the engagement, she's adopted. And let's say the father's even a good. Once they're married already, almost no one's asked for a divorce. Why she asked for a divorce? He's a good guy. I told you the case I told you about where the rabbi, the grandfather, said he's a good guy, should go through with the shidduch. And kavachomer, if they're already married, and I say, they'll ask, but how come you didn't reveal it in the first place? The answer, I know why. They went to the stipler. The stipler was alive until 1985 or something like that. So then maybe this couple went to the stipler in 1985, which is a little short, a little before they married off this child. And they asked him, Rebbe, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, this is an adopted child. We know the mother is Jewish and the father is a goy. Must we reveal it to the prospective shidduch? Did you look at my sefer? It's a mefurshe gemar yevamas memhei, mefurshe stipel, Achilles Yaakov. You don't have to reveal it. Good. Then they discover it, the other side. They come with a stein, a taina, chutzpah. How did you withhold this information? Here, I'll give you the address. The address is Rav Yaakov Kanyevsky, Bnei Brak, Shikun Chazanish. He lived in Rehov Rashbam. That's why I know that's where he lived, certainly, Besoif Yom. Go to him. He told us we don't have to reveal it. All of a sudden, the opposition and the anger starts to melt. You follow Das Torah. Yes.
But how does he know to say that? Where is he
drove?
How do you know where he drove?
Stipulus Das Torah.
No, I was saying, but how do
he got it from this Gemara, obviously. This Gemara, they withheld the fact that the father's a goy. You know, if one of my kids got married to somebody and the father's a goy and no one told me about it, I'd be very angry. And I'd scream, what'd you do to me? They say, excuse me. Yevamos mem hei, kilos Yaakov mem dalit, shalom. I have nothing to say. Yeah.
All these words are very nice, but you still have the problem with the Chassam Sofer that at some point you're going to have a problem.
So no problem. No problem. I'll make sure that when she goes out with the boy, he's not a coin. People do that.
Right, but I mean that's still, you're going
Look, in this shir, there are 20 eligible young men. Nobody's a kohen. I say, come to my shir. You have 20 tamini chachamim, tzaddikim to choose from. No one's a kohen. What better? You have your pick from these gedolim. What can be better than that?
But aren't there cases where there are problems where with
yichus? Yeah, a lot of cases. You're 100% right. But the stipler quotes a Gemara and he passes halacha l'maaseh based on the Gemara. Does everyone agree with the stipler? Absolutely not. Yes. We're going to discuss all these cases as we go. We're going to go slowly. We're going slow. This basis, Rabbi Osai, I'm suggesting Pshat and my Rebbe. We had machlokas between my Rebbe, Zichron Levrach, and Rav Moshe, Zichron Levrach. Do you have to reveal Marfan syndrome? Rav Moshe says yes, Poshni after yes, and my Rebbe said no. How can it be no? So maybe Rebbe held like the stipler. That once a person's married and they find out that the other person has Marfans, and this is a bit of a danger, they could chalila v'chas die at an early age, but not necessarily. They could live a full life. So once you're already married, the average person, I would say, would not want to get a divorce. You'll say, why the chutzpah? You withheld it. What? Rabbi Soloveitchik, here's his address, here's his phone number, go blame it on him. Das Torah. Again, it gets a little tricky. It's going around in circles. Where's the yesod for what the stipler said? The yesod, Rabbi Osai, for what the stipler said, I believe, in my opinion, is the Ran and Ksubas that we spoke about quite a while ago. Where the Ran says, quote, Shelo hoya hadover mutal alein legalos to savar efsha shiyarav alav amekach fi afal pishish isur bedover. It's chayv alavin. As opposed to a mum and a dorim, shame Adam the fire spahen. What do you mean? Ain't who said so? The Gemara in Ksuba says a lashon. Ayin Hamid Beis chazaka. The word chazaka is a very, very important word. What does chazaka mean, gentlemen? What does chazaka mean? I already mentioned this once before. Gemara has a lashon chazaka. Does chazaka mean you lived there for 3 years? Cheskas Gimel Shonim? No. Does chazaka mean what we call chazaka kamaisa, chazaka de meikara? No. So what does it mean in the Gemara? It says over here, Ayin Hamid Beis and Ksubis, chazaka. What does the word chazaka mean? Chazaka ain't other than fires per movement. What do the words mean? Chazaka habo mikoach rov. So at first glance, we have to take a poll and see what the majority is. 50-50. If the majority would object to this, it would be a problem. And if not, not. So if the majority would say, I'm not misfires, I want a divorce, then what Stipler would say, you have no right to hide it in the first place, and perhaps the Mekedushe talks. If the majority of people would say, I'm misfires, all right, after the fact, I can live to 120 with this, then there'd be no need to reveal it, it would not be Mekedushe talks. That's on a simple, simple level. Simple level. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, 50-50, but I'm not sure it's true. Because the word chazaka may mean a much more powerful rove. For example, if you look at this, I looked it up in the Encyclopedia Talmud, it's on the chazaka, to see if they can give me a statistic. What does chazaka mean? They said like this, according to many poskim, you're motzi mamon al pi chazaka. Quotes a marit and an achlas dover of chayim v'lojina. Why? Ain't a hochad mamon achar a rove. Everyone heard that you saw it? Famous Gemara. That's a plain rove. But a rov chazak, where the miyat is a miyat shena matzui, we're motzi mama. So perhaps chazaka means in our context, chazaka shena the mispayas movement is a chazaka of 90% plus. Again, assume that 10% is considered to be a miyat hamatzui. If that would be the case, she's required to reveal a mum only in a case of a chazaka shena the mispayas. That 90% would not agree to stay married. That's even much more incredible leniency. The only time to reveal is if 90% of the population would walk out of the marriage. Again, he doesn't give percentages of 50% or 90%. I don't know, because chazak is bombi koach rov, but it's a much bigger than a 51% rov. Yes, sir?
When we rov, what do we mean by rov? Because, I mean, some communities,
You're 100% right. It's hard to really know what role of, I guess, role of the population to which this individual belongs. I guess you're right. If we are correct, Rabbi Osai, Chazaka ein Adam Mefayes B'mumin is... Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know. He doesn't say. I'm just giving speculation. 50%, 90%. He doesn't say anything. Marfans.
That's a life-threatening disorder and a disorder that you can pass on to your children.
Absolutely.
So, like, that would be something that would seem that you should have to...
That's what the Rav Moshe said. Maybe the Rav felt that in a case in which the person's already married, if you held it the stipler, he can't say that 90% of the people would walk out of the marriage. I think he's right. He would say. I'm not even sure about 50%.
They wouldn't walk out of it. They wouldn't have gone into it. No.
That's true, but it doesn't matter.
But that's
the Chiddush Nifla the stipler.
That's what he basically should focus on. This is like a major thing that someone wouldn't even go
into. I'm telling you, we read it. It's right in front of your nose. I read it to you first. I read it to you from inside. You saw it. That's what he says. You can argue, but that he just doesn't tell you 50%, 90%. That he doesn't tell us. I don't know myself what he means. And if this is the case, Rabbi Osai, the chazaka ein adam mefayes b'mumin, the gemara ayin heyem beis and mesecht ksubis, is not because it was hit. It was purposely hidden from him in an illicit fashion. No, even if she didn't even know about it, some mumin. The woman doesn't even know. The man doesn't even know. They don't know. People don't even know a moment about themselves sometimes. Perhaps that's what I would have thought. I have to tell you, I found it again in the Masifta Gemara here on Ayin Hay Amud Beis and Masechta Ksuvos. On this Tosfos Ayin Hay Amud Beis, the Ramaskil Mi. It's a bit of a complex Tosfos. It has to do with the relative strength of two different chazakas. One is chazaka, another mafayas b'mumin, and there's another chazaka. Interesting lashon for a chazaka. Rabbi Osai, it's one against two, two against one. There's another expression, chazaka, and adam shose bekos elam kein botko. Whoa! You don't drink a cup till you see what is it? Pepsi? Is it Mountain Dew? So, what it means is you don't get married till you check the girl out. But then if you checked it out, that means he was mafayas b'mumin. It's against the other chazaka. Which chazaka wins? A steer between the Gemara and the Tosis, a whole complicated story. So he quotes over there the Maharit and the Ksav Sofer. Here in Ayin Hay Amud Beis, I looked up a little bit. The Maharit, these svarim can be found in the library. They have both svarim. Back and forth, it's a question that is an impression, at least conveyed by the Maharit. He says the chazak ain't other Mephias movement. It only applies a mum which he didn't know about before he married her. Quote, Shekevon Shehit Aso Oso. Since she fooled him, Eino Mispais. Earlier we said it's an objective criterion because otherwise he's going around in circles. She's not required to tell him because the stipler said no. But if the stipler said no, he can't have a tainer to why she didn't reveal it. Das Teure. So the Maharit says the only time ever he can apply this principle is when she illicitly withheld the information. But if what we said earlier, I would have said it had nothing to do with that. Again, if you look at the Ma'arit and the Ksav Sofer, you'll see it's a bit of a complication, which I'm not going to go into right now. Fine. Let's now turn our attention, Rabbi Osai. You saw in the Maram HaKomos for today, and we already started, I think, a couple days ago, that the disclosure obligation, Rabbi Osai, is not limited to the Chosn and Kala perspective, Chosn and Kala themselves. It applies to every member of Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, I asked you to see the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And I know the Sefer Chofetz Chaim is learned on a regular basis, and people are learning, and it's a wonderful thing. I found it in the Musa section. Chofetz Chaim has nothing to do with the Musa section. It's a halach sefer. It's a sefer pure halacha. A little Musa thrown in, like any other sefer. But it's really halacha sefer. Think about it. But you want to find it, 48.1. In the Musa section. Okay, it was fine, no problem. So I looked it up, and the Chofetz Chaim, I wrote on the Maram HaKomos, I'm a Shopee, the Chofetz Chaim is written into two parts. There is Hilchas Lashon Hara, and Hilchas Rechilus. Okay, so in Hilchas Rechilus, Rabbi Osai, which comes second, at the end, he has what's called Klal Tes, and after Klal Tes has what we call Tziurim. What does Tziurim mean? Cases. So I'm going to read you a couple of Tziurim which have a lot to do with Shidduch. Tziur Shlishi. I asked you Tziur Shlishi. This must be on the screen, no? Has to be. How can that be? If I get it in beautiful print with the kudos, I have it with the kudos. That's. Huh? You get me saying Chafetz Chaim? Okay. Has to be. Chafetz Chaim. How can it not be Chafetz Chaim? That's the most important svarim. Okay. I'm reading in. I'm going to see you on the same page. We have to just.
I'll start reading.
It's a third party. Who wants to translate chisronos atzumim? Mega shortcomings.
I have here three volumes.
Chofetz Chaim. Hilchus Lashon Hara.
Oh, sorry. This
was
the first one.
Well, actually, it's Hilchus Rechilus.
So,
Hilchus Rechilus. Okay,
so this one has
Rechilus. I saw it Rechilus Rechilus, right? Okay, and it says the Klal Tes. That's the last of the nine Klal of Hilchus Rechilus.
Okay. So,
okay.
Well, I guess I'll just have to
start pages. Let's see what it says.
This is
no, way past. I'm in the Chos Tuchilus. I don't know the Chos Tuchilus.
Oh, we should be early.
Oh, Rechilus. Klal Zayin. I'll keep you good. Another 20 pages. Oh, Klal Tes. Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Well, from here, we'll figure it out. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. We're almost at the end. See, 229, we talk 252. How do you go next? Where's our next?
The arrows on the side.
Arrows on the side.
On top, and next to where it says 229.
Ah, this. Oh, Tziurim. Tziur Sheni. Tziur Shlishi. Here we go. I just read it to you. Im Ol Rolosh Echad Rolosh Shtalach Im Echad. If you do La Rolosh Hazeki Achos Nesha Chistronus Atsumim. Mega shortcomings. We'll see later what that means. Vamachut Neni Odeim Ezeh Dovah. He knows nothing about it. You have to tell him. Rabbi said there's a sefer called the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva is printed in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch on three: Yoredeya, Eben Ezer, and Choshen Mishpat. Not an Aruch Chaim. But a later scholar, his name was from Vilna, Rabbi Yisrael Isser from Vilna, he put out his own separate seva on Aruch Chaim Pischei Tshuva, and in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, maybe we'll even see it later on if you can get on the screen. In Siman Kuf Nun Vav, where the Gemara of Avraham quotes dinim, which are not found anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. For example, Lashon Hara, for some reason it's not Nukuk, that's why the Chofetz Chaim wrote his whole book. But the Gemara of Avraham quotes a few highlights over the Kuf Nun Vav. He writes, everybody writes about the Issa Lashon Hara. There's even a worse Issa. Not say speaking up when you should speak up. You're in violation of many, many averis and bitl many mitzvahs. One of them in last week's parasha. Vashevol solo. Hashevas gufo. The guy can lose everything. And you're being quiet? It could be in monetary matters. You know, they want to make a partnership with a crook. Well-known crook. He doesn't know. Got to stop him. He wants to marry a guy. He's a con artist. You lose all your money. Or worse than that, you lose your life. You lose your happiness of your life. You got to speak up. If you don't, you're mevatel vashevol solo. And you're over in a lav. You know what the lav is? Who wants to guess the lav is? Lo samar al dam reyecha. Do not stand idly by while your neighbor's blood is being spilled. That's what the Pischei Tshuva they write. And the Chofetz Chaim writes similar over here. But you have to be careful. Don't make any mistakes over here. Okay? You have to be so, so careful over here. So he's going to explain to you a little more things over here. Okay. Going. Okay. Chisron is atzumen. If it's mitzad choli gufo, he's sick. Rechbala Litzayin is a very major disease, and he's hiding it. Hamechut neinu makar also mitzad shu davar pnimi, an internal disease, shal nikla kol. Poshet hu de'ein ala megala inyan zech hashash isir mechilus. It's no iser. No iser. Zayin, hainu afilu matzad hasheni eino sholot. Not just if they ask you. You have to volunteer information. I know this guy is HIV positive. Oh. Or I know he has cancer, or he has a heart condition. Whatever. You got to get up and say it, Rabbi Osai. Assuming that Osai doesn't know. So writes the Helig HaChofetz Chaim. Okay. Then he talks about apocursus, which I'm not going to get involved in apocursus. That's a, you know that the chos is an apocursus. And he and the Mechut doesn't know about it. So you also have to tell him about that too. Okay, I'm not going to read the apocursus part. Rabbos Emman is still missing my Mekomis. So I have one left. I'm going to read what I have written down in the Chofetz Chaim. So we just saw, Zayin and Ches. He's reviewing in Ches some of the protein that you need. One, I mean over here. Bear my Chaim Ches. She is bar etzlo mitchila ki dover zehu bichlal chol yaguf. Lafuke. Imurak cholosh betibo. Oh, he's very sick. If he's tam weak, a shvachayid, he can lift 120. A shvachayid 120. It's a famous story about Rabbi Zalman. Anyone know the story of Rabbi Zalman? Rabbi Zalman was a sickly youth, very sickly, and when he was sickly, they wanted to break up the shidduch between Rabbi Zalman and his kala. His kala is the famous Bela Hinda. She wrote a svarim. She transcribed the svarim. If you look in the last Kol Tzvi, they actually have a full page of her handwriting that she transcribed the svarim. She was a big tzedekis. So what did the Chofetz Chaim? The Chofetz Chaim said like this: there are people who are healthy, and there are people who have arichas yamin. Rabbi Zalman, Zalzayin Gesund, is sickly. But I give you a bracha of arichas yamin. She got married. I think he lived close to 90. He was sick. Oh, he was sickly for 90 years. Okay, but he wasn't that sick. He wrote svarim. He wasn't a perfectly healthy person. Okay, so if someone revealed he's a weak person, but he didn't have a disease, so that you shouldn't even reveal at all. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Weiter, next page. Okay. What happened over here? I lost the page? What happened? Ah. I'm confused. I was in the middle of Ches, right? I have to go back another page. This way, no?
Yeah,
do another one. Oh, maybe it's here. Oh, he says, see me, Rabbanan. Rabbanan was sickly. Ain't a b'chal choli, just weak. Beis. Shlo yagdil es ha'inyan ha'machal. You can't exaggerate it. Gimel. She'echavin l'to'el es ha'mechutun. Or the chosn, or the kalam. V'lo mitzat sin es ha'chosn. These are three preconditions before you can open your mouth. And she is bone and mitchila, im tover toelas midiburo, lafuke imu mishar shlo yishmalo v'yishtadach imo. Anyway, don't bother saying anything. Rabosai, I think in my life it once happened to me. I was told I had to say something over to someone who was already engaged, and I didn't really want to do it. You got to do it. If you don't do it, you're over losama damariyecha. So I did it. I did it, and they didn't listen to me, and they got married anyway, and I went to the wedding, and I danced at the wedding, and this happened at the end. Is a very unusual circumstance, it doesn't matter right now. But I'm saying I did it because I was told I had to do it, because there were certain things I thought they didn't know, and I got yelled at by certain rabbanim, how can you do this? He's the tshuva, he never did it, but. Wait a minute. But that's only an extreme case. Generally speaking, if they're already engaged already, they're not going to listen to you anyway, just it pays to be quiet. What does it mean, chisroes atzumim? I will tell you, if you look like the stipler, chisroes atzumim is so atzum that the guy would walk away even after he's married. That you have to reveal. Otherwise not. That is the definition of the Kilus Yaakov. Does everyone agree? We shall see soon. No. No. Again, we're going to go a little bit further. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if they already are engaged, and you feel that if you tell them anything, what are they going to do? They'll be mevatel the shidduch immediately. They're not going to inquire, do research, just impetuously call it off. Chavetz Chaim thinks you can't say anything. This is an amazing Chavetz Chaim. That's an in Yud. Where's Yud? Wow. He skipped so many pages at once. He skipped all the pages. What happened over here? Oh, what? Oh, no.
Push on the one.
Left?
Yeah, then I go to the last page.
And now go back?
Yeah,
but one at a time. Right. Sorry, I didn't realize I'm doing it. No, wrong way. Okay, let's look very carefully now. This is a kid, he knows it personally. He knows it for a fact. Ain lo legalos kiyim suspense. Let's look on the bottom. Tezvav. Mutal legalos. This is what he knows himself. Vafilu im ainu rakichidi bedava. No one knows but me. Gam ken efshe shemutal legalos. Taha de matzrichina mechlal tesif fei dafka shnayim. Because otherwise, you know, not required. He shouldn't be believing you. Hai ne mishum dena rasha. The sabbe vayade diburo. Dover shall pi bezdin lo haye rasha lasas kena de diburo. Avol kan, afilu umheir erechad bebezdin, sheyesh la meshudech as choli penimis, gam gen efshar de ein yisro lechos levat la shidduch, bishvul zeh. Vein tzol de shalom mishat tzad sheni avur ha boshes vem mevayshin bezeh, luka neve ezen nun alef bachronim, etc., etc., etc. Gidinu, neizdeh adov as sofek biyodi, the Chofetz Chaim wrote the book on it, is not sure. Alkei lo kosafti bifnim, the mutal legalos afilu hechidu yodea shebevali achos nivat lashidduch haidezeh belishum tana umana rak mistoma. Chofetz Chaim left it out. He says, I know it for a fact. Maybe even if he acts impetuously and doesn't do his due diligence and research, maybe I can still tell him. Maybe not. Not sure, the Chofetz Chaim. So he didn't discuss it. What about the next case? Well, I don't know it myself. I heard it from somebody else. Then matzvah Chofetz Chaim in Tezayim. Ain lo legalos poshedu. The cave on sheni yodea biatzma rak shama meacherim ek yismoch al zev yafsla meshudeches pen sheker adava. Vafilu im yom alachos in sheni yodea biatzma ki im shama im akiro im shama im akiro shafa pikein karvu she yismoch al zev yavat la shiduch. Next page. Only want to go one. What? That's the next page. Miatzmo, oh, you're right. Avur zeh belishum drisha v'chakira. Gam kein nirish osa legalos lo. If I don't know, and he's going to do it, not cancel it impetuously, I may not tell him. So says the holy Chofetz Chaim. So says the holy Chofetz Chaim. Amazing. Amazing. Now, once we're here in the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Osai, I want to show you one more Maramok. This is all in the first line. We saw the Tziyurim, Tziyur Gimel, with the Ber Maramachayim, we saw Zayin, Ches, Tezvov, Tezayin. Did we see Yud? I wanted to see Yud. Previous page, I think, 242. Where's Yud? No, 241. Where's Yud? No. Oh yeah, this is fascinating. Let's go one more page back. Oh, did I go back or not?
No, go down.
Where's your? No, then go back. Let me just go back one more page. 240. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Yud. Yeah. I want to see where's Yud go on. Oh. Avon Machisaron umitzad miyot chokhmasa Torah sheyeshbo. Sarah marries Shimon. She's about to marry him. Shimon, the best bacher in Lakewood. He knows that's an absolute lie. He's close to the worst bacher in Lakewood. I mean, it's not so bad, it's in Lakewood. But if it's not, he's very far from the biggest. He's not so smart, not such a maspid. No, not so. He's, Ein legaloslo. Shouldn't say a word. Why? The iyu dafsir an avshay. It's the mechutin's fault. The hoya lo lo lichu etzel bali atorah shiyinasas koach hachmasa vidyasa echen magas. The father of the kala should have taken him to his rav, his Rosh Hashiva, to give him a faher, give him a test. He didn't do that. It's his fault. It's his fault. V'yim osa kein. Oh, what if he comes for a test? He comes to me. You please? I get calls all the time. This boy's in yeshiva? Yes. Is he a good Talmud? Sure. Is he a Baal Kishrin? Is he doing well in the exams? Is he I'm a little bit of what am I going to say? Says his fault. It must have came. Hem tzrich lomar emes. Why? Ki mishnei atzadim nisratzu bedava lechatchila. Which means if both parties agree, and I'm going to be the boichin. I may have never met the guy before. You will be the boichin. You'll get, you know, some people take a bechina to get in to yeshiva, to get into why you can bechina. Some a big bechina to get into reeds, to get into smicha program. Oh, it's a tough bechina. Some take a bechina to get smicha. No. Next one takes a bechina to get married. You meet the shver, and he gives it for her. And both say, I married off three daughters, and never asked any of the boys anything. Nothing. They say this story about Abchaim Shmuel Levitz, Azai Zokman. Abchaim Shmuel Levitz married the daughter of the Mir Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Lazy Yudel Finkel, the way it's written in the biography. Lazy Yudel tested him on all of Shas. Backwards and forwards, around and about, with Harifas and Bekias, all of Shas. But he passed with flying colors. Okay, now you can take my daughter out. I guess take out those days meant, you know, you go out once or something like that, twice, and shalom. That's they live happily ever after. But he put him through the grinder. He put him through the whoa. You read about this, it was in Europe. That's what they always did. That's how it was. I'll tell you another story. I already forgot who they told it about, but you look it up on the internet, tell me who the story is about. A fellow went and he wanted to get a boy for his daughter. So he went to the yeshiva and he said, he asked the kasha. Whoever can answer this kasha can have my daughter. I don't think he can guarantee it, but you know, she go out with my daughter. In those days, it was almost. He asked a bombshell kasha, and everyone's trying to give an answer. No. He struggled with all the answers. Got on his horse and wagon, and he left. No one knew the answer. Some fellow goes running after him and says, Rebbe, what's the answer? He says, what do you mean, what's the answer? You don't want the answer? No, I want to know the answer. I want to know. Oh, he's for my daughter. You know, he didn't know the answer, but he had such an abba to run after the chariot to catch him on the way out of town. So he wanted the emes, so he married his daughter. That's a story I once heard. I'm not sure which gadol asked the question, which gadol, you know, was the one who married the daughter. You'll probably find one of the some of these changed stories are interchangeable, you know. But I don't know. I read this story somewhere. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So you see what's happening over here. So these are. Oh. So I have an interesting question. I don't know, tell you the truth. I think it's false. If somebody puts my name on his resume, now these people, boys have resumes these days. Yeah. When I grew up, there's no such thing. Resumes make a job. Now, almost every girl has a resume. Now, boys have resumes. I learned here and I went there. Yeah. And my name is there all the time. My name is on. He's in Yashir, he asked me to, yeah, okay. So I hold, once he put me down, so obviously it's Nisrat Lishneim. He wants me to give my expertise, and the girl saw my expertise, so I can say whatever I want. You know, I mean, I try to be charitable and nice, v'chuli, but if let's say the guy, did he get 100 on the Bechina? didn't even take the bechira. So I don't know what I'm going to say. I mean, I'm going to say. But if he didn't put me down on it, there is no resume. Someone found out he's in my shir. Now what? Now it's not so poshut. Now, I should answer. Go take him for a bechira. Oh yeah, by you. I'm taking you. You're the bechira. He's in your shir. So I gotta ask the guy for a shus. No, otherwise how can I give an answer? Chofetz Chaim said, why? Shnad started this rats of double chatchila. So they both agreed. If the boy never agreed that I should give a quote recommendation, which may not be a good recommendation, who knows? Nisratza Bedava, Akam Bazet, Srichim Amanasim, the testers, Nisyashiv Hate, the Fiinian Ashiduch. What does that mean? The guy is not such a Mabra of Ashi, he's not such a going order. Oh, yeah, but you know what? What is this family? They don't know. They know what the super going is. Yeah. What happened over here? Where's yours? This is it? Yeah? No, I think I doubled one. Come on, go back one. I mean, this way? 241. It should be in the bottom of this one. Where are you? 240? No, I just came from 240. Ay, ay, ay. Oh. Why don't you help me out? Oh. In other words, they want a Talmud Chacham. What do they want? They want the Rabbi Yashiv? What do they want? They want a Talmud Chacham. It's a Talmud Chacham. Enough. You have to be careful, you know, because I have a very high standard. Boys, in my Shia, I want to be Tamid HaChachamim on the first level. But they're not necessarily interested in that. You have to be so careful, even if you have permission from both sides, as to how you say what you say. Before going away from the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, there's one more very important Maramach I asked you to see. Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Dalet Sif Yud Aleph. This has to go back, way back. Maybe just easier to go. How to go back like 100 pages? Left, over here? Okay. Go back 100 pages to 1:40.
Just scroll right to the right of that.
It's not working? This is it? Let's go to 1:40. No. Klal Zayin? No. Still scroll. No. Let's try to 74. Wah! I'm way off. Gimel? Okay, try here. Dalet? Okay, what did I say? Dalet what? Klal Dalet Sif Yud Aleph. Alright, we'll just. Let's go down a few more pages. See that. What? What is that? Is Dalet?
Yeah.
Can't tell what Sif it is. No. Oh, I was just there before. Yud Aleph. Okay. Yeah, the very important thing in the Chofetz Chaim. If you want to tell somebody something bad, you got to tell them why you want. Sarach sheodia lemishasholo also meito alav sherotza lasa shidduchimo. Right. Uvazelo yeah all of Shum Khashash Isar Lomesha Eloso Shu Ain Miskavan the Gaduso, Hakatovas Atzbakasher Biyarno, it's a Toelas. The Gamelo Shumisim Nate Shubas Khaver, the name of the other Bazal the Fayu is the Mikshaw. Ki Afim Yisapal of Khaver, it's Otsan Gnuso, Ainu Osim Bazaisu, Gam came and Shagam, who ain't a Miskavan Bishuvaso, the Sabah Gnuso, Khaver, Rak, O Omer, Emes, Bhilesha, Hate Vimash, Zasho, Meito Eitan, Binyan Zek, Sher Biyan, Bimokom Acher, is a Mutam and Adin. Shouldn't exaggerate, etc., 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 etc. Now I'm looking for the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Sivkot and Mem Dalet. Mem Vav. I have to go back one more page. Excuse me. Oh, Mem Dalet. Oh, very important. Look at this. If I can roll to the Achaz and Stach, Chaver Ben Yonah, the Sachol Lemlach, the Shtat Avim Olas, the Shidduchimo. I feel lo sham ala marat hashem ra. I feel achi mutal lidrosh falachem etzal anoshim amusav enyano. After yachol liyos she yisarpo lo genus. I feel achi mutal. Came in the kavanos l'tovas atzmo levad shleitzdach achakach levola dechlihezek lidei matzam ariva mem dalid. Raya migman and omer b'shvuas lamates. The emrot zel yishava omer lehem suruna me'al anoshim arashoyim aela. The kaparach b'gemara bishlam ahahu. Wow. Hahu de mishtabea isur kavod. Elahu de mashbio amai. U'mishani shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim. Melamash hashvuah chal al shneim. Quote in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi explains. What's his avera? Shelo diktek limsar mamono biad nemon. Vayde zebo dechil Hashem. Afilo mehemes mamashbia. Afilo hachi unikwa rosha. V'nerash hazeh. Ashlo diktek mitchila leida im hu nemon. Umrucha de kavanoso. Yelo lidrash v'lachar achari mahuso. Shel shutfo mishnemonu v'lo lemalash tatavimo. That's what he says pshat. So the same thing applies in this kind of a case when it comes to a presumably a shidduch as well. I'm not sure if we talk about shidduch directly. It's very long. Whatever it may be. So he said you have to check up on people. Ad kan Rabos says Haile Gaseh B'Chavetz Chaim. Any questions to Chavetz Chaim before we go to other svar? Yes.
Does that apply only to shidduch for women or men and women, or is it also like for business?
Business too. You saw I said business. Applies to business too. Applies to business too. So I want to look up now, Rabosai, one more Shuva Sefer, and then we'll say Baal Peh. Minchas Yitzchok, I think it's on Bar Ilan, correct? You try to get me? Shut Minchas Yitzchok? You going to get it for me? You get Bar Ilan? You get it? Yeah? Diane Weiss, who was Rav first in Manchester, first in Romania, then in England, and then in Yerushalayim. Yes? Everything's fair game. You can't exaggerate, and you can't, you know, say it for out of spite or wishes. Have in mind only the toelis. It's not only permissible; it's required.
But I'm saying that sometimes, like nowadays, people ask such weird questions, like even all that.
Yeah, does he use, a white tablecloth on Shabbos, or they chas v'shem use a blue tablecloth? Chalila, as a mother with sneakers, Rachmana Litzlan. The answer is you have to answer the question. It's a mishigas. It's crazy what he wants. Doesn't matter. He's entitled to want only a white tablecloth. He's going to be embarrassed. He goes to the Shabbos Shabbat, but also be a blue tablecloth. Chalila. Or they go during the week to shopping and there's one way sneakers. Oi, oi, oi. Chelik Vav. Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, I believe. Let's see if it's right. Let's try it out. Let's see if it's right. Hold on. Yes, here it is. It's written in Yerushalayim, Tuf Shin Lamed Beis. It's the beginning of his tenure in the Holy Land. Okay, Shiduchim. I know that the Meduba Mimena Over Avera Gedola Ben Aruso Imuchro Legalazos Al Kaponim Shlo Yaz Taso Shiduchze. Rabbi, I've been there. I know some of the bad Avera. Am I required to reveal it or not? Very, very tough. Now, I don't think he's doing it still. Maybe he stopped. A terrible, terrible shiloh. A terrible, terrible shiloh. This is going to lead us into the Evanez that I asked to see in the Mara Makomas in a minute. Let's first see what Diane Weiss has to say. He writes as follows. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's just much too long. I'll try to be Makatzer a little bit. Let's take a look over here. Why can't I find what I'm looking for? Oh, he quotes the following thing in Yeridaya. In Yeridaya, what happened in Yeridaya? It says, let's start over here just to save time. Pischei Tshuva Shem, Yeridaya Sivkotin Lamates. It's Rabbos, you want to look it up? It's in Yeridaya Simin Reish Chav Ches Sif Mem Gimel. And the Pischei Tshuva says, Hanada Bihuda, the Kilkel Maisav Haimel Shehemir Dasa. He converted to another religion. That's pretty bad, I would say. Oshenase Porots Barayas or Bisharaveris. Vinishmalov Maisim Bhuarum. Then you'll have a right to cancel the Shidduch. Avo Bishul Pam Achas Adayan Lo Nofel of Shem Bukuk. One mistake. You did it once. But Bukhalaveris and Oba Kama Pamim. Avshas Chuva Vipagam. Yeah. It's still a Pagam. Okay? And has to go to a Shliach Tzibur. So Shidduchim Yesh Ladim and the Shatz. The Yotzal of Shem and Avi Pagam. So if the guy did it more than once, it's already a serious Shaila of a Pagam. And the source again is Yoredeya, Reish Chav Ches, Sif Mem Gimel, the Pizchei Tshuva, Sif Koton, Lamed Tes. Does Tshuva help? Yeah, a little bit. Tshuva helps to, the Ramadeh says, that you require a Hatorah for a Shvua to give your daughter to this guy who did a bad thing. Oh, but then he quotes a Taz. I'd like if, who has a Shulchan Aruch here? Ebenezer, raise your hand. Most of you have, so let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer. And if you don't have it, we'll put it on the screen if we have a chance. Okay, but I want to see it inside. This is on the Marim HaKadosh. Simen Nun, Rabosai. Simen Nun. Sipei. Ruvain Shashidich Bitol L'Shimon. What happens? Himira Achosa Meshudeches. Sister, the girl's clean. It was such a shanda, scandal, that someone can go to the church. The whole family is now. Who wants to get out with this family? They went to the church. Yochol Shimon Lachzebo Upotter Me'akinu Me'ashvua Michiv Ashtar. Nothing. He never would have wanted to get involved in such a situation. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch over here in Simon Nun Sif Hey. And mind you, the Kala did nothing. Just a sister. That's itself bad enough. Says the Taz here in Sifkotan Ches. Why? Who wants to get married to the sister of a Mumeris? Crazy. So too, if she didn't go to the church, the sister was did an act of immorality. She lived with a man, other than her husband. But that gives details. Look at the details. Look. Voice Eishes Ish. Woo! Extramarital. Losinov. That's a disaster. Havi Pagam Gadol, even in the sister's a Pagam. Oh! Afilu Horsa Penuya, she was single. The Horsa Liznunim, but she became pregnant, a single pregnant woman. Scandal. Today, my son B'chol Yom. Go into it, but in the time of the Taz, scandal. This is enough of a reason to cancel the Shidduch. That's what it says in the Taz. What do you see from this Taz, Rav Osai? Let me ask you a question. The Minchas Yitzchak asks over here. He's such a smart man, the Minchas. Look what he writes over here. In Sivkot and Vav. Oh. He quotes the Tshuva Sirash, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes here the Zin Sachosa. Pnuyah Zuzun. Look, he says like this. Maisa Sanhedrin and the Pensura Mora. Be'echa Shehelli Botina. Oma Hassan the Mandama. Pnuya Hoysa. Maikule Hai. Papa Misham Pagam Mishpacha. Mash with Avi Pagam. Afi Pnuya Shizinsa. Af below Hoysa. Didn't have any babies. Wasn't pregnant. Sarach Lomar. Dimikomakam Lohavi Pagam Godol Kolkach. Zok the Heilige Minchas Yitzchak. The after beguf ha'aveira of znus, ein chiluk ben harsa lelo harsa. No bigger aveira, she became pregnant. Mikol makom harsa ve'pegam yoseh. You know why? The noda lakol bahasasa. Her shame is known to the whole world. Valkorcha tzarachlo mekevin the mishudechas on nimset shum avla v'rak bachosa yesh lodun rak mishum pegam be'enei habrios. What we said before, what you won't know won't hurt you. That was the Yemei Yosha we saw before today, right? Zok there. Kein yesh lo vehecha denim tapka b'meshudach atzmo. Aval osa tshuva rabosai. Once you do tshuva, the avera is wiped away. We have that's part of our yisod and emuna. Tshuva wipes away all averas. Faker tshuva me'ava. What's the more about tshuva me'ava? Zdonos nasala what? What? Kazachios. Fakert. Your averas become mitzvahs. Maybe we'll discuss later how that's possible. But certainly it's at least it's not held against you. That's the Eine Shemayim, Rabbi Osef. Eine Shemayim. But yesh lo d'rach v'shem p'gam eine abriyas. V'hechad lo noda l'shem adam leka p'gam. So the Mechaz Yitzchak says, not only your sister did something wrong, there's a difference between if it's known or not known. Even the guy himself or the girl herself, as long as he did tshuva, so objectively the aver is eliminated, and subjectively it's a secret, so it's not known. You have to say, what a chiddush nifla, Rabbi Osef. In the Sefer Minchas Yitzchak. In the Sefer Minchas Yitzchak. A tremendous chiddush. So now, Rabbosai, the Pischei Tshuva, I'd like to show you the Pischei Tshuva. Oh, but they don't have it here. It's not on Bar Ilan. The Pischei Tshuva in Eben Ezer. I think I asked you to see it on the Mar Makomas, if I'm not mistaken. But if not, let's take a look for a second. Maybe not. Yes, I did. Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Hay. Those who have it inside, the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Hay, until the words of Tzarech Ian. It's just a few lines. Yeah, what's your question? Sorry.
Wasn't Mishpat Yitzchak the same one who just finished saying that even if you do Avera several times, you did Tshuva, but it's still considered a Pagam?
Right. There's a difference between a Pagam and a Pagam Godol. If she became pregnant, the Pagam Godol. If she was married, an extra marital, the Pagam Godol. Stop, single girl, got into trouble, didn't, and got away with it, the pregnancy, Pagam Kot. The tshuva, you don't have to say. Same with the man.
Oh, that's what in the last thing that we just finished reading. So right. That's what he's saying is considered.
Pagam katan, and he did tshuva, and no one knows. Don't have to say. Of course, the big problem is going to be that's by a man. A man who is mizana with a woman, it leaves no mark on his body. But a woman who has beer with a man, by definition, is a mark. I asked next the Mara Mark about that in line 3. Ksuva Shiralf, we'll see it soon. Yes, what's your question? We're coming. Let me first read a little in the Pischei Tshuva right over here as follows. What if the Meshudach or the Meshudachas themselves are doing Averis? What happens then? HaMeshudachas Atzma Shezinsa Afilu Loharsa Yochol Levatla Shiduchin. Why? One time is garnished. No, that's the Meshudach, the man. We live in an unfair world, Rabbi Osai. Have a Meshudaches, Yochol, Levat, Mishum, Znus, Pamachas. Why? Cheskes, Besula, Venimtes, Beula, is Mekaktos. He tells you to look in Shulchan Aruch, Evan or Ezra, which I think I also found. It's right. Open up. Simen Samach Zayin, Sif, Hey. That's the Maramok. Simen Samach. Does anyone have? Please, you have to have Shulchan Aruch. You really have to bring it to Shia, because otherwise, makes it difficult. Simen Samach Zayin Sif Hey. And see what it says. It's a short sif. I'll read it to you by heart. It's 3 lines. Mukas Eitz Ksubas Amana. What's a Mukas Eitz, gentlemen? What does it mean, Mukas Eitz? Yeah? She never lived with a man, but she banged into wood, and the wood knocked out her Dan Pesulim. By the way, Rabbi Osai, many, many women today who are Nushim Tzitkonis have no Dan Pesulim for a whole variety of reasons. The Gemara itself talks if she gets older, that she loses the Dan Pesulim. Women don't get married at 12 anymore. But maybe she went horseback riding or bike riding. Some mothers won't let the girls go horseback riding or bike riding because they lose the Dan Pesulim this way. I'm not kidding. Or maybe whatever it is. Some women use a thing called tampons. For those who know what that's what it means, it's to hold in the blood. They also knock out the Dan Pesulim for repeated use. I'm not going into it right now. Mukha Saints, what's it in? Ksubasa Mona. He thought she was a real basula, but dam basula. The kinsa amnashi basula shlema. Turns out there's no dam basula at all. Doesn't make a difference. Ksubasamana. She cannot be accused of fooling him. Why? First of all, I'll tell you, many girls don't even know. Rabbi, it's halachimai sinuchas nida. That's how you don't know about it. Sinuchas nida is a very big difference if she bleeds the first night or doesn't. So very often, many, 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 many women don't bleed the first night. And if your wife doesn't bleed the first night, don't think chas v'chalila that she has some kind of a past. Chalila v'chalila to be choshed v'ksheros. Chas v'shalom. The chances are overwhelming. It's just a mukas eight or the equivalent. That just at the age that you marry her, she's not 12 anymore, she's 20 something. And maybe she was an athlete, and who knows what, the way or what. Whatever it is, that's the likelihood. There are many, 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 I don't want to say most, but it might even be most, women who get married in their 20s, no dam besula. So then you'll tell you, I learned yeshivas, and I learned ksubas, and the person are similar, let's read parasha. Forget about all that. Assume your wife is an isha tzitkonis, and halavada, you should be a tzaddik, like she's a tzitkonis. That should be walking, that's how you should walk into your marriage. Fine. That she's a tzaddik, as the Mukha says. Aval kinsa becheskas besula v'nimtzis beula, afilu mana ein la. You don't get anything. Who remembers the lashon of the Gemara in Masechta Ksubas Afir Alav Beis? Mekach tos what? Remember the words? No. If you have Ksubas, open up. Rabbosai, I hope you all have Ksubas with you. You have to bring Ksubas. You have to bring a Shulchan Aruch. Although the truth is, Rabbosai, I'm going to try to finish the sugya tomorrow. I'm going to try. At the latest Sunday. And then the Sunday is starting a new one. Young. The next topic, as we said before, is Meshamshas B'moch. The sugya in Afir Alav, very important sugya. Beis, wherever it is, we're going to discuss a very, very important sugya. But meanwhile, it's still in Ksubas. Ksubas Yud Aleph Med Beis discusses this very question. It says the Gemara Ksubas Yud Aleph Med Beis, Rabbosai, towards the bottom. Rabbosai, I've been looking inside. Those of you who have it, I hope you have it. Ksubas Yud Aleph Med Beis. Zos Omeres, Kinsa Becheskes Besula, Venitzes Bula, Yesh Tok Ksuba Mona. It's not considered that he fooled him. So he needs to get a mana that a Ba'ula gets. That's what one opinion says. No, he says, no. Mekach tos the gamri mashma. You don't even get 100. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we just read in Shulchan Aruch. We read it together in the Shulchan Aruch. We pass in mekach tos the gamri mashma. That's what we pass in. How the gamri is the gamri? I asked the Atosis, Yudam and Aleph, Rabbosai, Yudam and Aleph, Chazok. We'll read it, it's a very short Tosfos. It says over there, a person accuses his wife of not being a besula. He must be telling the truth. Why? Chazok ein adam torech besula mafsidi. Just married and he spent a fortune on the wedding. He's not going to stand on a dump the next day because she must really not have had dam besula. Fine. So Tosfos says over here, in the middle of the Tosfos. Let's talk tema. Eishes Kayan, Chusim Gimel, the Mitzrale, or fine. Ulaman the Omanami, the Kamon, Kinsa Becheskes Besula, and this is Bula, Ein Lok Suba Klal, Nicha. We understand why. Why? The Hashta Nami Mafsida. Why? Sharei Mekach Tosu. And he lost the Suda. You know why? Pashup Shad said to Meshmul, you know why? He's not married. If he were married, why did he lose the Suda? He already had a Suda for his wedding. That marriage was no marriage. The Beis Shmuel is pshat and his Tosfos, that if a man thinks his wife is a Besula, turns out to be a Bula, they're pashut, not married. Now Rabbosai, we're in big, big trouble. Big trouble. If this Beis Shmuel is correct, if the Beis Shmuel is correct, that they are absolutely not married, the question becomes, how does a woman who sinned in her youth get married? If she tells him to run away, she doesn't tell him that she's not married. Living a whole life in sin. Rechmona Litzlan. And as is he. This is the problem which confronts the Gdoli Apostle. You can easily see the problem. And before we go any further, I'll tell you a Maisa Shahoy. Harav David Miller Shalita. Mashkiach the Yeshiva Seinu HaKadosha met me once in one of my January trips to Eretz Yisrael, which I go for my half the Yeshiva. He says the following Shali he had to deal with. A woman was from Beis Yaakov and she made a mistake and she had a boyfriend, she lived with a boyfriend, make a long story short, she's a Ba'ula. Good. What's she going to do? If she doesn't say anything, obviously any chassam will assume she's a Ba'ula, grew up in a frum home. Disaster. Make Achtos to Gami Mashma. Caught the Beis Shmuel. The Tos is not even married. Not everyone agrees. But full disclosure. Many poskim argue with the Beis Shmuel. Some argue even on its pshat and Tosfos, and some say even if it's Tosfos said the Rambam is not that way. Mekav Tos the Gamri Masha only means there's no ksuba, but not that there's no kiddush and you wouldn't even require a get. No one ever say that. No one ever say that. So that, but nonetheless, it's a serious question. So Rabbi Miller had the following idea. Look, he can't change the fact she's a bula, but the fact that she sinned, that's what's terrible about. She sinned. She's a sinner. Now, you and I know it's tshuva, but the average guy in the Shemesh isn't tshuva. He asked Rabbi Miller to me, may she tell the Shatzin, you know, don't tell it before the first date, but as things progress, I have to tell you this deep, dark secret. Nenasti. Everyone pay attention to last week's parasha? Right? In basode, in ba'ir. Rashi explains, sode means an illness, and ir means mefuta. Nenasti. So therefore, she has no stigma of being a sinner. You're not required. Rabbi Saib, if the boy did an aveira, once, is he required to tell the girl? When I was 15, I made a mistake. I was mezana with a girl. How did Mukhiv to tell? He's now 25. 10 years of tshuva shleima. How did Mukhiv to tell? Chatas the reinu v'sheinu al tisko v'echa kadosh baruch. Chatas nur. So the girl's the same way. She's not Mukhiv to tell her sordid history. Only one difference: biology, anatomy. She's a ba'ula. So Rabbi Miller is. But that she'll say, I was an anusa, and she's an essential cover up. I said to him, it's a very serious shot. I'm going to Rabbi Zalman Nechemi right away, asking the shayla. I went to Rabbi Zalman Nechemi and said, yes, a Rav asked me the following shayla. A girl went to Beis Yaakov, and she was mefuta, and she's embarrassed to say anything, and she's afraid to go down. As simple as a Jewish suggestion, says he. Let us say she's an anusa. Before I even asked the question, Rabbi Zalman Nechemi volunteered, and that would be permissible. Yeah.
Why isn't it less common than
just saying she's mukaseitz? Oh! So I asked Rabbi Zalman Nechemi, a Rebbe. Can she say she's mukaseitz? That's a much better thing to say. First of all, anusa can have psychological damage than this. He said to me, he doesn't think so. Why? Because since kinsa becheskas besula v'nimsa mukaseitz, she gets ksubamana. It's not considered to be a tos at all. She gets the full mana which she's entitled to. What does that mean? That means besula and mukaseitz are the same side of the divide. It's not considered to be a mekav tos. So therefore, if that's the case, where's the line? It's between mukaseitz and bula. There's a line somewhere. The line is between basula was the line. Which side of mukaseitz is it full? So it was I interpreted it. Since if it's kinta becheskas basula, this is mukaseitz, she gets a ksuba. It's not considered a mistake. The line is on this side of mukaseitz. So if she's really a bula in mukaseitz, it could be a bad. She's fooling him. Not allowed to fool him. I was very disheartened by that answer. That would be much better to say mukaseitz. A million times better. A billion times better. So far, I'm not able to. Tomorrow in Shir, because we're out of time, I'm going to make a case, my best case, to explain why I think maybe we can find a way that although she cannot lie to him and say, I'm a mukaseitz, but perhaps she can say absolutely zero. Say nothing. And since the boy in his chasen shmuz was taught, I already taught you, I gave you a chasen shmuz, that there's nothing there, don't ask any questions, because many, many women who said tzadkonias have nothing, have no doubt. He won't ask, she won't tell. What do they call it today? Don't ask, don't tell. For 120 years, they'll never know. So I'm going to try with the chalkas mechalkas and the mara makomas. I think maybe that's going to be a pisman pe to say that. Rabbi will say, tomorrow, she is 11 o'clock, we'll see out of the Shemaim.
That's still the next